The name of the patient is Martiz Broker. The last name, B-R-O-O-K-E-R. The first name, M like in Michael. Y like in Yankee, R like in Roger, T like in Tango, I like in India, C like in Charlie, E like in Echo. Martiz Broker. This is a clinical case of a delightful 86-year-old white female that has a history of CKD stage 3A. Period. In 2019, the patient was found with hydronephrosis in the right kidney and also stones in the left kidney. Bilateral retrograde was done and ureteroscopy with laser and blasting of the stones was done. And the patient recovered the kidney function. She had a baseline of a creatinine of 1.2 and an estimated EFR of 48, period. Recently admitted in November of this year because of a perirenal azotemia associated to a diarrhea, period. The patient recovered the kidney function. There was no evidence of obstruction. Period. She in the hospital, the serum creatinine was oscillating between 1.3, 1.4, and 1.1 milligrams per cent of creatinine. Period. After the administration of IV fluid, the patient got better. The kidney function recovered. However, we have evidence that this patient has, to the echocardiogram, diastolic dysfunction. She has a history of six sinus syndrome with a permanent pacemaker and an ejection fraction of 45%. So, in terms of deterioration of the kidney function from July 2022 to December of this year, the most likely explanation was the perirenal azotemia, the interstitial nephritis, and some component of cardiorenal syndrome, period. Unfortunately, we don't have a urine analysis in order to complete the assessment. We are going to order the protein creatinine ratio the patient at the present time in the latest laboratory workup, she has an estimated EFR of 37 with a serum creatinine 139 and BUN of 36, period. The patient was advised to weigh every day. Her body weight is around 115 pounds. We are going to emphasize the sodium restriction, the fluid restriction of 40 ounces, a plant-based diet, and if the body weight goes above 115 pounds, to take a furosemide 40 milligrams on daily basis. On PRN basis, period. Number two, hello. Hey, Dr. Phillips, how are you doing?
I'm good. Do you know about Mr.
Yes. This is the 91-year-old? Oh, Mr. Knox. Mr. Knox, is Dr. Pinson's patient. is the most likely situation if I am if. He's right under your name. Yes, in the kidney center. He would. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Bye bye. Number two, the patient has coronary artery disease, status post PCI in the right coronary artery. Number three, interstitial nephritis and nephrolithiasis in remission. We are going to investigate the PTH once again and the ionized calcium. Following number, the patient has arterial hypertension that has been under control. Following number, anemia related to the above. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. A paragraph. We invested ...16 minutes of the time reviewing the hospitalizations, the coronary angiograms, the echocardiogram, the GU evaluation, in the face-to-face 20 minutes, in the documentation 7 minutes.